The sleek cruiser inn was just as Didi had described it, a dilapidated building made of patchwork plasteel sheeting. Obi-Wan, Siri, and Rygall picked through the mess and knocked on Flea's door.
I said I would settle the bill on the way out, Flea yelled behind the door. Such a hospitable establishment. I can't wait to return.
He flung the door open and saw the Jedi. He swallowed.
Ah, Jedi. Always a good sign.
He stepped aside and let them enter. Belongings were stuffed into an open case. It was clear that Flea was in the midst of a hasty departure. Leaving so soon? Obi-Wan asked. Siri and Rygall closed the door and stood in front of it. Obi-Wan casually flung one leg over a stool and sat. A funny thing happened after we left you this morning. We took an air taxi.
Always a good idea,
Flea said nervously.
The streets are so crowded.
And the pilot tried to crash it, Obi-Wan went on. Odd that he knew just where we were and where we were headed.
Maybe you were just lucky.
Maybe you'd like to accompany us to the security office of the ruling power and talk about it, Obi-Wan said. Flea gave a squeak of disappointment and threw himself down on the unmade sleep couch.
I knew I'd never make it off this blasted planet. All right. When you came to ask me about the fixed events, you made me nervous. So I might have alerted someone to your presence. They weren't supposed to kill you, just delay you, I swear. Didi is my friend. I would never allow harm to come to him. And if you think I'd tangle with Jedi, you underestimate my cowardice.
Yet you lie to us, Obi-Wan said. And that is never a good idea, Siri said. Rygall did not have to say a word. His fierce look spoke for him. Now, tell me again about your friend Quentor, Obi-Wan said, leaning forward.
I see you know about my little joke. I thought it better to protect a friend than expose him.
Who? Obi-Wan asked softly. And tell me the truth this time.
Arno Daring, Flea said. Weeks ago, I was contacted anonymously through messages on my datapad. I was asked to find someone who could rig a false timing device for a major race. Arno had been the timekeeper for races in the Outer Rim. He was known for a certain, casualness when it came to scorekeeping.
How could he pass scrutiny? Siri wondered. The timers and judges are screened very closely.
That was just my question, Flea said, nodding. They told me not to worry about it.
That's why you concluded that an insider had to be involved, Obi-Wan said. Flea nodded. You got the false tech stocks for Daring, Obi-Wan guessed. Why did he suddenly want to get off-planet? Flea fingered one of his long ears.
I had an appointment to drop the tech stocks off to Arno right after the swoop race. As soon as you left, I went to his quarters and waited for him. He was in a big hurry to leave Ysaron, and I asked him why. He said if I knew what was good for me, I'd leave too. Of course, I had to pressure him. I withheld the tech stocks until he told me. He thought he had been hired just to fix the events. But then he found out something else. Something's going to happen during an event. Something will go wrong. They want people to get killed during an event so that the senators will be blamed.
Which event? Obi-Wan asked.
I don't know,
Flea admitted.
Arno didn't tell me. He found out by mistake. He was afraid they would come after him because he knew.
Who are they? Siri barked in frustration. Obi-Wan, Siri, and Rygall turned toward the door at the same instant. A surge in the Force had warned them. At the same time, the sound of heavy rolling could be heard in the corridor outside Flea's room.
Hey, I'm over here, guys,
Flea said.
Are you going?
Before Flea could finish the word, the door blasted apart, and a squad of droidicas appeared in the smoldering opening. Flea dived behind the sleep couch as the Jedi ignited their lightsabers. The droidicas unfurled and snapped into attack position, blaster bolts firing. The air filled with smoke as the blaster bolts zinged, but the Jedi deflected them and struck blow after blow at the heavy armor plates on the droids. After a sweep from Ciri's lightsaber, one droidica smoked and fell, and another, its legs gone, bobbled and spun until it crashed against the wall. Obi-Wan sliced the droidica in two and sent one piece flying over the sleep couch and crashing into the wall. Flea shrieked as pieces of hot metal rained down on him. Droidicas had control centers, not brains. They could not feel fear or apprehension. The amazing skill of the Jedi was lost on them. They continued to advance and fire, continued to evade by rolling themselves into balls and repositioning themselves to fire again. Time after time they attacked, and time after time the Jedi struck blow after blow until the harsh smoke and the heat caused Flea to have a coughing fit. Suddenly, all three Jedi exchanged a glance. They leaped back as the flimsy wall collapsed on the remaining droidicas. Rygall, Obi-Wan, and Ciri finished the rest off, disabling them with lightsaber thrusts. At last, the droidicas lay around them in pieces. Flea raised his head from behind the sleep couch. His voice was hoarse.
Can I go now?
He can't help us, Obi-Wan told the others. He's told us everything he knows. He deactivated his lightsaber. Yes, Flea, you can go.
Until next time, Obi-Wan,
Flea said fervently. With a last bow, Flea ran from the room, his belongings trailing from his packing case. If they're sending destroyer droids, they must be worried, Ciri said, whoever they are. One of us should attend each event, Obi-Wan said. The Padawans are already at the pod race, and it's scheduled to begin in 15 minutes. Can you head out there, Rygall? Rygall gave a short nod and left the room, stepping over a pile of droidicas in the doorway. I'll take the bowcaster skill contest, Ciri said. It's at Stadium 7. That leaves me with the obstacle course, Obi-Wan said, nodding. Stay in touch.